Hey, Geneva, quick question before we get to our person who needs some love advice today. Do you currently, or when you were a child, did you have a weird, picky eating habit that everybody kind of, when you would tell them, they'd go, what?
No, not really. I loved food, which is just who I am as a person. But one weird thing that I would do is I would eat mashed potatoes with vinegar, and I would drench, like, I would spread it all over my plate and then drench it in vinegar. Like, the potatoes are swimming in it, and I just devour that.
How can you say no, you didn't have one of those quirks, and then deliver something as outrageous as that?
I still ate everything, but that was probably my favorite dinner food.
I'll give it to you, Geneva, because you can put vinegar on French fries, so yeah, okay, I could see how that might taste good.
Thank you so much, Andy. Appreciate that.
Megan, what is our person looking for advice's question today?
Well, today, they're getting a little too head over heels. They say, "Dear Geneva, every time I start talking to someone new, I get absolutely obsessed. Even talking for a few days, I'm already planning our wedding, naming our kids, and when I'm talking to someone, they're all I can think about. Then I get absolutely soul-crushed when we stop talking, which is what just happened to me. So how do I avoid this? Because I'm sick of giving my entire heart to people I've known for literally 2 days. And I know that you've had a lot of conversations about taking time, getting to know somebody, and that is a big piece of dating advice is take your time, get to know them. Don't put all of your, what is the saying? All of your coins in one... I don't know.
Don't put all your chickadees in the same chickadee processing plant.
Don't put all your tomatoes in one donair.
Okay, there you go.
This is a really good question. What do you guys think?
Well, see, reading the story, I'm not sure that it wasn't me who submitted it without realizing it, because that's absolutely the problem that I always did and still to an extent deal with, because I get really excited. I just throw my heart out there to somebody immediately, probably because of all the, you know, the mom and dad issues I had growing up. And I think they just have to work on themselves and try to, that's really the only thing is, yeah, you just have to consciously try to back off a little bit.
Coming from an avoidant attachment type, as we've discussed, Geneva, I can understand that because I've definitely had my head over heels moments. But when it comes to being obsessed like that, like that's kind of where it becomes a point to decipher the difference between love and lust. Because obviously they're not in love with this person that they just met and that they know nothing about. It's definitely lust, and they need to determine, you know, whether the values and the things that are important to that person match and align with their values instead of just them filling in some stale idea of what they think their partner should be like.
Megan, I know you said you've had your head over heel moments. Having them for food does not count. It does not apply to this. It's a different situation.
I have felt love, and it was with pizza.
I love your guys' response. And we actually have this quite a bit because we get people that are kind of, you know, really obsessed with the thought of romance coming to matchmaking quite often. And when I see that obsession, I typically pull them into dating coaching right away because we have to get to the bottom of what's going on there. So typically what we see is they're not actually obsessed with these people that they have just met. They're obsessed with the outcome. So what that means is at some point in their life, finding a partner, getting married, having kids has been instilled in them as being the most important thing that they could do in life. And so when they meet somebody new, they're like, oh my gosh, this person could be it. And they project that lifelong desire onto this new person, which, number one, is really not fair and kind of rude. And number two, it's going to scare them off because they're going to feel that right away and they are going to run for the hills, which is probably why most of these people stop talking to you.
Well, if you think about the concept of love bombing, you know, a lot of people talk about love bombing in a sense of manipulation. But when we flip the script and bring it to this kind of situation, when you get that kind of toxicity that usually follows love bombing, it's instead of a manipulation tactic, it's almost like that person did have a level of expectations, like you were just saying. And then the disappointment afterwards, where things start to get hot and cold and, you know, the disagreements start and for lack of better words, the toxicity starts is it usually is a reaction to that letdown, to that disappointment, to that how dare you not be the person who I have created as this image of my partner. You don't fit that role. And instead of thinking in a healthy manner, this might not be good for me, they start to think, how dare that person not fit that role? And so, yeah, coaching, the dating coaching is definitely the best way to do it. What would be a good piece of advice, though, for that person to start considering and reevaluating how they approach those relationships?
Absolutely. So what we typically teach people through the coaching is, number one, when you feel yourself getting obsessed, you have to do several different things. First and foremost, you have to realize it is a projection, and that person is probably not the love of your life. They could be, but it's probably not. And so, like Annie said, you got to back off. You got to make yourself back off, because you know that this is not right. Number two is focus on your purpose. So whatever makes you happy, if that's spending time with friends and family, if that's working on your career, if that's building your business, if you don't have a purpose yet, you know, go bake bread for YouTube. I don't know. Find something that really distracts you. And, you know, as a dating coach, when I'm working with these people, typically if they have this obsessive type personality, we will ask them to date multiple people at once so that you can mechanically distract yourself from obsessing over one. And then I always ask them to please go see a counselor as to where that obsession with marriage and children have come from and how to separate that from the people you're dating.
Geneva, this is some damn solid
advice.
And, shut up, you guys. This is some great advice, Geneva. Thank you so much for this. We appreciate it as always.
Thanks, you guys.
If you want to offer your own input on this topic, you can shoot us a text, 902-425-1035. Love to hear you give your advice on the situation. And if you want to check out the Book of Love, you can do so on Instagram, @Book of Love Canada. Here's Carrie Underwood, Hot Country 103.5.